will now take up House Bill 1076 that is below the line. House Bill 1076. Representative Tom Hansen.
Madam Chair, can I talk from here?
You certainly may.
Thank you, Madam Chair, ladies and gentlemen of the committee. Tom Hansen, representative from District 21 in Huron. And I have a bill before you, but first let me circulate an amendment which we would consider a friendly amendment. This bill is brought to us in response to conversations that I've had with not only representatives, the City Commission in Huron, but also the Municipal League. And the reason for bringing it really is to kind of eliminate a obstacle that state law presently puts in the way of cities in conducting the affairs of their routine business. It has to do with the Housing Authority. Statute presently specifies how the members of the Housing Authority are to be appointed, and what we would like to do is slightly, at least give the city the opportunity to broaden that pool of potential candidates. And I believe that this is about as far as I will take the discussion at this point. I have some people here that are in position to offer further and probably a little more in-depth testimony, so I would turn it back to you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Representative Hansen. Further proponents on House Bill 1076. Further proponents. Those wishing to testify, please come to the desk, state your name and who you are representing.
Madam Chair, I'm Robert Jones from the City of Huron, City Commissioner.
Welcome to local government, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate this opportunity to testify on Bill 1076. We, the City Commission of Huron, discovered about a year ago that the a board we appoint for the Huron Housing Authority is limited to their jurisdiction, which in the Huron Housing Authority is the City of Huron itself. All our other boards and commissions in the City of Huron have no such restriction on them. We attempt to invite people from the country to serve on our boards, and in fact have some and did have others. We consider the entire surrounding area of Huron to be part of the community, and we would like this change in this legislation to allow us to use all the available people that are willing to serve on any board or commission, especially the Housing Authority. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. Further proponents? Further proponents?
Thank you, Madam Chairman and members of the committee. Yvonne Taylor with the South Dakota Municipal League, and we also support this. It's a good measure of allowing a municipality, if they so choose, to provide for having those people from outside of city limits on their board, but does not force anyone to do anything if that's not what they choose to do. And so we really appreciate Representative Hansen's amendment and are in support of the bill.
Thank you, Ms. Taylor. Further proponents? Further proponents? Are there any opponents? This is a very friendly day in local government. Any opponents? If not, we will close to... Yes. No, I was going to move that after we... But we can take it now. I have no problem with that. I was just going to do it in the discussion stage. We're closing to discussion and action on the amendment. Chair, would entertain a motion?
Move the amendment, please.
Representative Hansen moves, Representative Holbrook seconds the motion to amend. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. The amendment carries. We're discussing House Bill 1076 as amended. Before we have any further discussion, Chairman will state that I am chairman of the board of the Pennington County Housing and Redevelopment Commission, have been for a number of years. It's a county appointed position. I do not feel there is a conflict of interest. I have researched it, and so I will be voting. If not, I would have left the room and let Representative Hennings chair the bill. But I do like to have that disclaimer before I start. There's absolutely no revenue in this bill, so I felt that there was not a conflict, but I did want to make that statement. We are close to committee discussion. Representative Klochek.
May I have a question of either of the proponents, Matt?
Please, go ahead.
Madam Chair, I guess I would like some clarification. Excuse me, will you take that out? Who shall be residents of the area of operation of the commission? Now, this commission, would that, so what you're saying is it could be, it doesn't have to be a resident of the municipality, or it doesn't have to be a resident of the county. So theoretically, you could have, if you're in Minnehaha County, you could have a measure, a member from Pennington County on your county commission, whatever, or in the city limits, you could have somebody from outside, that way outside the city limits.
Are you directing the particular individual, sir?
Ms. Taylor.
Ms. Taylor, would you care to come to the microphone so it does go out over the internet and is a public record? Thank you.
Madam Chairman, the name still confuses me every once in a while. I think the answer to that is sort of yes. What would happen right now with a county commission, since cities are within the jurisdiction of a county is allowed to appoint people from within city limits. A city is not allowed to appoint people from outside of city limits. This would allow them, if they so chose, to appoint someone from out of city limits. There would be no limit on how far outside of city limits. The only case I could see something like that happening, though, would be if you found someone with such expertise that you wanted them to help for a while, but I don't see that being the circumstance. I think you would be drawing, as in the case of Aaron, where you just have an exceptional person who wants to be involved in the community and isn't very far out of town.
Follow-up question, Representative Klochek.
I'm sure, yes. Mrs. Taylor, could you somehow clarify that in this proposed bill through an amendment or something, then, that it wouldn't go outside the county limits for that municipality, or would you rather choose not to do that? Somehow to, I don't see it as a real problem, but there's a possibility that it could be, that somebody would, you may think have good qualifications, but then somebody within the city limits would say, well, what in the world is that person from that county clear across the state doing on our board?
Madam Chairman, and that would certainly be at the choice of the sponsor, whether or not he chooses to amend the bill, but my response to that would be, if you look at a case like Pierre and Fort Pierre, it is definitely a community here. The two cities are separate entities. The two counties are separate entities, but if they want to work together and do something as a community, it seems difficult for me to think that we would want to prohibit that.
Representative Hardins, and then Representative Hennings.
And I see where you're coming from there. When you look at the city of Sioux Falls, it's creeping into Lincoln County. That would be another one. I really don't have a question, just a comment to make, if that's all right.
At this point, we will have it. We're having a little levity today. Representative Hayes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ron, my reading of this with the overstrikes back in the bill say that the commission shall consist of five commissioners who, unless otherwise provided by ordinance, are going to be representatives of that area. And if it's by ordinance, then that's referable, as I understand it. So your protections are that Representative Klochek was talking about are all in that bill. Is that the proper reading?
Yes, ma'am. Chairman, that would be that I believe it would work. And it would take two readings of the ordinance. It would be published in the official newspaper. There would be hearing and notice and everything else tied to it, along with referability.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Taylor. Additional questions?
Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Roden.
I'm sorry, Madam Chairman. I didn't have a copy of the bill in front of me, and I stepped out to go over to check on the bill in ag.
Certainly, let me ask a question.
Ask a repetitive question. As amended, does this protect the commission on the local level? Does it still give them the ability to maintain that person reside in that area?
Please have the record reflect Mrs. Taylor is nodding her head.
No.
Up and down. That's an affirmative in this committee.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Taylor, for your nodding. Additional questions? If not, we're going to close the committee discussion and our action.
Madam Chair.
Representative Hargens.
I, like you, was on the Miller Housing and Redevelopment Commission until I attained this position. I found I couldn't attend very many of the meetings. So I resigned it so they could find somebody who could be there and be a little more up to date on what was going on. And that was our problem, was finding people in a small town like Miller. And we were talking with Hyde County and trying to do something together, and I think this would allow that. So I support this, and I would move to pass.
Representative.
Yes, we did. Yeah.
We did. Representative Hargens moves do pass.
Second.
Seconded by Representative Hansen. Discussion on that do pass as amended motion. Representative Mitchell.
I just wanted to make a positive comment for the flip side as well, that while I certainly understand how this bill allows for moving outside of an area's limits, it also allows the community to decide that it wants to limit it to those people within that service area. So I like to see that control left to the local level.
Additional discussion on that do pass as amended motion. Hearing none, all those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll on the do pass as amended on House Bill 1076.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Hanson?
Aye.
Hargan?
Aye.
Colbeck?
Aye.
Hunhall?
Aye.
Kocher?
Aye.
Lynch?
Aye.
Marshall?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Siegstead?
Aye.
Slaughter?
Aye.
Pennies?
Aye.
Donovan?
Aye. House Bill 1076 as amended goes to the floor with a unanimous vote. Do pass.